first thing, research. Research, read, immerse yourself in the period. The next thing I do is I make a mind map and I look for links and logical lines to develop the concepts. And that's when I start to consider the needs and abilities of the children at this stage. Because the history curriculum for Key Stage 2 doesn't say when you should do things. The QCA suggests you don't have to do it there. And clearly if you do ancient Egypt or ancient Greece with year 3 and with year 6, it's going to be very different. It's very difficult to explain the idea of democracy to year 3. Believe me, I've tried it. It's better at year 6. So year 3 should be looking at potentially the Greek theatre or something like that. And so when we look at our mind map where we've put down absolutely everything we can think of to do with that period, that's when we start thinking, what's the class that I'm going to be working with? You going to use with this? How old are they? How mature are they? How are they lots? What's the gender split? And that's where we begin to make the selection. And then I move on to medium term planning. I always have a key question, which gives me a focus for the content. A key question, not lots, because I want a simple idea that they're going to be able to answer at the end of it. Then I think about the learning intention, and I'm thinking about concepts and skills development, not knowing that. And again, I'm not having many because I've got a focus. And I use those two, and only after I've used those two do I start thinking about what the activity is. Because if you think of the activity first, you're going to forget about the learning intention. So the activity is shaped by the learning intention and the key question that I've got. Then I'm thinking about the evidence. My question is, what evidence do I need to see in order to know whether they've achieved that learning intention? And my focus has got to be here on the history, not language. Again, one of the problems that we have sometimes in school is that when we see history work marked, it's marked with, that was a good adjective that you used there, rather than you really need to think about how you're going to develop your understanding of chronology here. After that, I'm looking for, can all the children do this? So do I need to differentiate? How do I need to differentiate? And then what do I need in terms of resources? The key has got to be using a whole variety of lesson planning. We have to break away at Key Stage 2 from the tripartite lesson plan. The introduction by the teacher, group work by the children, plenary. We ought to look at what it is we're trying to talk to them about, what it is we're trying to get over, and think of different strategies to get that over. So to use the full range of strategies available to us. Maybe we want to do pairs work and then put them together in a four and then go back to doing pairs work. Maybe we'll start them doing some group work and then feed in some whole class teaching from us. We should use that full range of teaching strategies and not focus just on the organisation and the management. But we do need to be specific about the questions that we're going to ask. What possible misconceptions might they have that are to do with history and understanding this idea? And if it's a group activity, we need a group response, not just sitting around a table using the same resources, but working towards a shared end, and that will help us with that group learning and those problem-solving feeds. We need to think about how we feed in those resources, and we need a massive range of resources, lots and lots of primary material for them. We need documents, we need images, we need eyewitness accounts, we need artifacts, we need costume, as many different, we need audio, we need film, archive film footage, so that we're really engaging all the learners within the class and all those different learning styles are being able to be accessed. And we also need to be really, really clear about how we develop the concept and not just use the skill of using those sources, but what key idea are we trying to develop it and how are we going to develop it? What evidence have we got for that? So that's a little bit about planning.